Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus, powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes, empowering lives.
Some call it over planning. At Stoller Power Solutions, it's called foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac. It's not just a generator, it's a power move. This is Cheryl Stoller with Stoller Power Solutions, 698-9589 or StolerPowerSolutions.com.
Thank you, Stoller Power Solutions, for powering Local Focus, the bi-weekly program where we get to know and find out more about so many of our area nonprofits that make Hendersonville, Henderson County, and Western North Carolina such a unique and wonderful place to live. This morning we have Hope Kim back in the studio with us talking about HeartPrint Resources. Hope, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. You were here before with Crystal when we were talking about the big Henderson County Toy Run.
Yes.
The Toy Run was there to help support HeartPrint Resources. So first question, how was the Toy Run? How was it for HeartPrint?
It's always a huge success.
That's just tremendous.
Crystal always does a fantastic job.
She's a rock star.
Collecting all those toys.
She is a rock star. So this time we get to just talk to you about HeartPrint Resources. Tell us, give us the overall view. What is HeartPrint Resources?
Yeah, so HeartPrint Resources is a nonprofit here in Hendersonville. We have a resource center that's full of clothes and shoes and diapers, hygiene items, other things that our families can access. So the idea is when you get a foster child, if you're a foster family, the child sometimes doesn't come with anything.
Right.
There's, you know, the trash bag is what a lot of people think of when they think of foster care. And so we're kind of the first stop. They get the child and they come to the center and they can pick out the clothes, shoes, whatever they need to start their foster care journey. So
Wow. Think
of that. We're changing the way foster care begins.
Wow.
And how can we come alongside the families? So we have this resource center located at 1507 Haywood Road.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we have all of our supplies.
1507 Haywood Road. Give me a landmark that's around there.
It's across from Joey's Bagels.
Oh, yeah.
It's
from
the State Employee Credit
Union. Oh, sure.
Union.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah. We're right there in the complex across
uh-huh.
the street.
Yeah.
And we have a beautiful building there.
You know what? I've seen your sign there now. Now I know exactly what you are. Yeah.
Yeah. We have it set up kind of like a consignment store, but obviously everything's free for our foster families and children.
So they just go shopping. They just don't have to go to a cash register.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
We hear all the time, how much is this going to cost? How much is this? Oh, this is nice. This still has tags on it. But yeah, everything is free, so they get to pick out. We also have a play area, so if the kids are smaller, they can play while the foster family shops.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a hygiene area.
Uh-huh. So this is strictly, again, for foster families.
Foster and kinship. So we also help kinship families.
What's
which
that?
Are those families that are taking care of somebody that maybe they're related to, like a grandparent taking care of a grandchild or an older adult sibling taking care of a younger sibling.
Oh, wow.
Maybe an aunt and uncle taking care of.
So how long has HeartPrint Resources been around?
Well, it's been around since 1997. It was originally the Henderson County Foster Parent Association.
Okay.
And about 4 years ago, I came on board as the president. And then 2 years ago, I came on as the executive director. So last year, we actually did a little bit of a rebranding
uh-huh.
and changed our name to HeartPrint Resources.
So what is it that got you started with HeartPrint Resources?
Well, my husband and I and our children decided to foster 8 years ago, so we are foster parents.
And?
So about 4 years ago, I was looking around at where is the resources, where is the help for foster families.
Yeah.
And so then that's how I got plugged into this nonprofit and then have since kind of brought it to where it is today.
Wow. So, what is it that made you and your husband decide that, our biological children aren't enough? We want to foster. What was behind that decision?
I mean, I think there was definitely a calling on our lives and on our family to do this. And, you know, we really just wanted to help children feel seen and supported.
Yeah.
We also really love to help families reunify. So we've had several families that have been able to go back home to their families, and we've been able to stay in contact with the biological family.
Wow.
And so it's just been an extension of our family, really, and just making our family a little larger.
That's incredible. Folks, you're listening to Local Focus, powered by Stoller Power Solutions. We're speaking with Hope Kim. She is the Executive Director of Heartprint Resources. They're here for foster family and kinship family support. So where do the items come from
yeah.
at Heartprint?
So everything is donated by our local community.
Okay.
People donate to us instead of taking their clothes to Goodwill, so we accept lightly used or new children's clothing and uh-huh. teenage clothing. We always struggle to keep the older sizes. Nobody thinks about the teenagers.
I was going to ask about
that.
Yeah,
the older kids in care. So we, everything comes from directly from the community.
And you said some people ask, "How much is this?" It still has tags on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we really get a lot of new donations. People will order straight from Amazon. They'll pick up stuff from Sam's or Walmart and just drop it off new. So that's what, you know,
wow.
every kid deserves something new, especially when they're coming into care.
So do you guys do like fundraisers and things like that to help?
We're actually having a fundraiser tonight.
Okay.
At Tar Heel Lane's Bowling Alley.
Oh, nice. Nice.
With them, and we have a sold out event tonight.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we've rented out the bowling alley. So we've got lots of local businesses and foster families coming out to bowl with us tonight.
So the dollars that are raised for this fundraiser tonight will do what?
Going directly to our resource center.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And are most of those dollars used for, clothing and supplies and things like that?
100%, yes.
So what exactly can we find at Heartprint Resources? You said clothing. You said hygiene items.
Yeah, we also have different programs. We have a support group for foster and kinship families that meets once a month. So we have a great group of families that come together for support, and we offer child care for the foster kids, and we also offer a meal.
Wow.
So that's one thing that's really grown over the past few years. We also offer like a birthday bag program. So the statistic is that kids in care usually have 2 years of a birthday. And so
what does that mean?
So usually kids in care are, you know, they're there for a little while, 1 to 2 years. And so we help, we give them a birthday bag that's full of everything that you would need to have a birthday party. All of the birthday cake and the icing, all of the decorations, just to make sure. A lot of kids have never maybe celebrated a birthday or had that extra thing. So we just really support our foster children in that way. But also we want to make sure that it's not an extra expense on the foster family. So we make sure that they get all the birthday party accessories.
Hope, first of all, you have the perfect name.
for
what you are doing. I am so glad to be learning about this. I knew a little bit from our interview when Crystal was here, but I had no idea the depth of what you were doing to help support our foster and kinship families.
Yeah, I think we're really trying to think outside the box. And as a foster family ourselves, I think we have a little bit of insight on what that support, you know, looks like and how that would have helped our family. And so.
Right. And making sure that these folks with foster families or kinship families don't feel like they're the only ones that are doing this.
Yeah, we do events throughout the year where they can come together and mingle and see each other. The kids can play. A lot of times siblings are separated into different foster families. And so we give them opportunities to get those siblings together and see one another and then connect on a social and emotional level.
So what can we as a community do to help support Heartprint Resources?
I mean, definitely keep us in mind anytime you have, you know, children's donations. We also really love when preschools or churches do drives for like hygiene items, diapers, those type of things are somewhat of an easier way for a larger community to get involved. Obviously, any donations can be made on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But just really keeping foster care in mind. And May is actually Foster Care Awareness Month.
Uh-huh.
And so just keeping foster care in the forefront of everyone's mind is a big thing for us.
Well, you just mentioned that website. We can find out more and find out how we can donate by going to Heartprint Resources, right? H-E-A-R-T, printresources.org.
You got it.
And if you'd like some information pretty quickly or you want to reach out to Hope, you can send her an email at info@heartprintresources.org.
Yes.
Wow. Hope, don't be a stranger and let us know about these fundraising things. Anytime there's something that's going on, let us know so we can share with our community. We actually did a diaper and let's see, it was just a diaper drive. We did a drive for foster families a couple of years ago, and we just got and so much of Q Nation stepped up and donated for us. So we were
That's incredible. Happy
about that. All right, Heartprint Resources, heartprintresources.org, or you can shoot Hope a message. Our name is Hope Kim at info. So it's info@heartprintresources.org. Have fun at the bowling alley tonight.
Thank you.
And congratulations on that. And hope it raises a lot of money and you continue your support for our foster and kinship families.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for what you're doing. Once again, it is heartprintresources.org. That's heartprintresources.org or email info@heartprintresources.org. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, and it is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes, empowering lives.